All right, joining us on 93 WIBC from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Ryan. Mike, looks like we've got an interesting little bit of a weather pattern coming up where we've got warmer temperatures here in the next couple of days, but some chances of snow early next week. Is that right?
That's right, John. Pretty quiet weather here for today into the weekend. We'll be cloudy today, but with the passage of a front tonight, that'll clear things up. Should see a good amount of sunshine on Saturday, and then increasing clouds Sunday, maybe a little bit of rain towards the end of the day. But temperatures are going to be anywhere from the upper 40s to lower 50s, which is a little bit above normal for this time of year. And then things will start to change, and that's going to be with a storm system that's developing out of the Gulf. It's going to lift up into the area late Sunday night and into Monday. A lot of uncertainty still at this point in how everything evolves. But at this point, it looks like the storm's going to move up to the east of us into the eastern Ohio Valley as some colder air comes in behind it. That should change the rainfall over to a mix of rain and snow, or more likely probably going to go to all snow by Monday into Tuesday. Could see some accumulation. The potential's there for the first accumulation of the year, but still a lot of uncertainty as to how much we might see. There's been a general trend over the last day or so to focus some of the greater impacts for heavier snow more to our east over in Ohio, but still think there's some good potential for at least some accumulation, particularly over the eastern half of central Indiana. And that would focus again Monday into Tuesday. And then beyond that, it's going to feel like winter this coming week, going into next week. Basically, highs only in the 30s. Even after that system goes through next week, lows will be down in the 20s. So nice way to move into December.
No question. And I know you mentioned that about snow accumulating. Do you have any idea what parts of the state might be affected most? Is it going to be just primarily central Indiana? What are you looking at there?
Right now, I think just based on the location of where it looks like the storm is going to fully organize and develop, probably the eastern part of the state stands a better chance to see greater impacts and see greater potential for snowfall accumulation. Again, it's a little too early at this point to actually pin some numbers down because there's still a lot of moving parts with this system, but I think the further east you are in the state, and particularly you get over the far eastern part of the state, closer to the Ohio border, that's where you're going to stand a better chance to see snowfall. And then on top of that, as we get into the second part of the system, Monday night and Tuesday, we could see some lake effect snow develop off Lake Michigan, and that would impact northern northeastern Indiana, potentially down into the northeast parts of central Indiana, down near Muncie and Richmond, locations like that.
And then also, with people with this being getting into winter weather time especially, I think it's a pretty good time to maybe remind people of those winter safety tips. Any advice you want to give the listeners out there?
Well, certainly, you know, you want to make sure you take extra time to get to your locations, but this being the first snowfall of the year, really, for most of the area, you know, it always seems like it takes us a little bit of time to kind of remember we need to drive a little bit slower, need to take that extra time, let the road crews do what they need to, make sure that you have some extra equipment in the car in case you, you know, have to pull over, things like that. So that's very important. The other thing I'll mention real quick, John, is with this being a stronger system, there's going to probably be a fair amount of wind with it on Monday or Tuesday as well. So that will lead to some colder wind chills. And that's also going to help to blow any snow that's falling around. So that may lower the visibilities as well. And again, that plays back into wanting to make sure that people take a little bit more extra caution driving with lower visibilities. I was going to look here real quick while I got that. Yeah, I mean, we've got, especially Monday night to Tuesday, likely to see wind chills that get down into the teens, maybe even in the single digits, just with the lower temperatures. And we haven't had that yet this year, or yet this fall. So definitely going to feel very winter-like as we get into next week.
You said those temperatures are going to be that way all next week?
Yeah, we're next week, even after that system goes by, we're going to stay colder, highs generally in the 30s during the day, lows in the 20s at night, which is actually below normal for early December. not uncommon, but it's going to feel uncommon because we haven't had that kind of colder weather for an extended period yet this fall. So definitely a sign that we're trending more and more into the winter.
All right. Anything else I forgot to ask that you'd like to add?
I think that'll hit it up. I would just encourage people to, you know, certainly keep an eye on the forecast over the weekend. We'll be fine-tuning that, offering more detail as things come into, kind of more focus as we get into early next week, and we'll have a better feel on if we do have some accumulating snow, exactly amounts and location and things like that.
All right. He's Mike Ryan, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
You bet, John. Thank you.